Wanted, lighthouse keeper. This is not the job for those who wish to impress their friends or disappoint their parents. You will not stand firm in danger or watch for storms. You will not light the candles or tend the flame with wood or coal or oil. Lighthouses are electric now. We control them from afar. Don't fool yourself, you're saving lives. Your pants will be too long and have big pockets. You will wear a tweed cap and a fisherman's sweater with unraveling sleeves. You will become fluent in the language of rust. We will not require that you study fog or any reason vessels shatter on your rocks. You will not need to tell tales to tourists of shipwrecks and specters. That's not your job. We will ask you to sweep the winding stairs. We recommend painting seascapes in oils and perfecting stews. Bonus points if you play the Japanese flute. Learn to knit. Tie knots you'll never use. Bring your guidebooks to seabirds and tide pools. Pretend to know how to fix engines without the help of YouTube. Duties include looking pensively out to sea through a telescope and studying insects drawn to your light. Widows are welcome. Partners need not apply. Children must be dead or grown. May we recommend a standoffish cat who can eat delicately around fish bones? Make friends with barnacles. Become fluent in foghorn. You are allowed to be filled with longing, just not your own. Claim you don't have cell reception and handwrite letters that speak only of tides, sea lions, and the little herb garden on the back stoop. Learn the language of light. Illumination is measured in candelas. A loom of the light is the impossible way a lighthouse beam hovers above Earth's curve. A gift of water vapor. Blinking on, off is occulting light, as if we are tempting ghosts. A steady light is fixed. Though you will have no one to teach, study the way light travels. This is not work for the young, although for a time you will be a refuge to someone young. They will stay in the little room with the single bed and musty quilt and crooked painting of the sailboat. They will sleep and eat your stew and paint the stairs and change the rusted screws. They will not ask questions. They need your steadiness more than advice. They'll stare out rain-streaked windows and let the lonely call of gulls echo in their empty chests until they are full enough. They are not yet healed, that will take a lifetime, but they are ready. On the last day, they'll ask your full name. Must refuse to remove swallows' clay nests from lighthouse walls. Must love bats at dusk. Contrary to popular belief, you will not be required to smoke a pipe. We pay in sand dollars and postcards from grateful visitors who remember conversations you never had.